אחי יעקב בארץ מצרים 17 שעות. בוא דן, ויחי, אז בגימטריה 34. Yaakov had 34 good years in his life. Vayichi, the 17 years that he had Yosef, and then Be'eretz Mitzrayim, 17 Shana, the last 17 years. So Vayichi Yaakov, the Vayichi of Yaakov, was 34 years. There's a reason Vayichi is Begimatria 34. ויהי ימי יעקב שני חייו שבע שנים וארבעים ומאה שנה. סתם תנו, רש"י says, לא מופר שזו סתומה. If you get a aliyah, it's pashut like a kohen. If you're not a kohen, you never see it. I'm a kohen. Every parsha, when it starts, is a revach in the teyah. Also, you see it normally as a pei or a samach in the end of the last parsha. In the end of Vayigash, there's no samach and no pei. When you read it in the teyah, it's like one chapter together. There's no afsok. It's called parshas Vayichi. Parsha zu stuma is the first Rashi. Lama parsha zu stuma lefi shekeimun sheliftar yad. ויקריבו ימי ישראל לומוס ויקרו לבנוי ליוסף. ויאמר לו אם לא מוצא שיחן בעיניך סימנו יותך תחס ירחי ועשיסו עמדי חסד ואמס אל לא תגברני במצרים. ושוכבתי עם אבו ישראל, נססני ממצרים וקברתני בקבור ישראל. Father Yaakov is asking his son Yosef, אם לא מוצא שיחן בעיניך, סימנו יותך תחס ירחי, עשיסו עמדי חסד ואמס, אל לא תגברני במצרים. Want to explain? Rashi says, "Simno yod chotachas yereichi" is a shvua. He was asking Yosef to make a shvua that he will take him to Eretz Yisrael. Rashi, "Simno yod chotachas, simno yod chov vehishova." So, what is "simno yod chotachas yereichi vehishova"? That the halacha shvua has to be benekitas chayfetz. You hold a sefer Torah when you make a shvua. You hold tefillin. You have benekitas chayfetz when you make a shvua. And that day was no chefetz of the kedusha, but the bris milah was the davar kodesh. So Yaakov asked Yosef, "Simno yod chotachas yereichi, hold on to my bris milah." And make a shvua. So if no one says chen beinecho, sim no yod chotachas yereichi, ve'asisu imadi chesed ve'emes, al no tikbareini b'mitzrayim. Shochavti v'sasani, v'yoymar anoichi e'ese ki dvorecho. Tati, I will do it. Yaakov repeats himself, v'yoymar hishavoli. I ask you to make a shvua. He made a shvua. So if you learn good the parsha, as I stated in Yonis and Benuziel, is a masa umatna. Yosef refused to make a shvua. He said, "Don't worry, I'm planning to do it. It's okay. I don't have to make a shvua. My father, trust me, I will do it." And Yosef says, "Please," Yaakov says, "Please make a shvua." He says, "You know, you want a shvua? I'll do a shvua." What is the masa umatna? So Yonis and Benuziel, Ruach HaKodesh says pshat. Yaakov told Yosef, "Simno yod chotachas yereichi, hold on to my bris milah and make a shvua." Yosef answered him, "Father, I will do it. I prefer not to make a shvua. Why? As kibudav, I'm not allowed to hold on to your bris milah. Zalocha, you're not allowed to rinse with your father together." I read the lashon of Yonis ben Uziel. ואמר וישכבוני מבוסי ותדלה במצרים ותברני בקבורת אוהל. ומין בגלל דהוברי בר יוסף is the son of Yaakov לא ישובי יודי. He didn't pull his hand. אלא אומר, אנו עבד כפסגמוך, I will listen to you. ואמר, קיים לי. זו ילס המנזיר, לפירוש. So Yaakov said, you know what? אושבו, I would not think it as חייפץ. ישובה לי. First, he בכלל didn't say the word שבוע. He says, שים נויות חותך אז ירחי. It's a חפצה ושבוע that is called נקיטס חייפץ. It's a different kind of shvua. It's a shvua that is called Nikitas Chayfetz. Again, he doesn't say the word shvua. The Iker says, hold on to the Chayfetz. Sim no yod chotach. Rashi says, Sim no yod chotach azirechi veishava. Come, put, hold me. What do you mean? But Yosef refused. So he said, you know what? Without a shvua. The Lomdim, Achroinim, Shvus Yankim, all Rabbi Seinu Alomdim, they say a couple different arguments. One they said, it was the Tolid of Achleikis Yosef with the Achim. I then, Mishnah Melech has a Sefer Parshas Drochim. And he explains that the Achleikis Yosef with the Achim was, if they have a din of a Yid or a din of a Goy. Yosef hold that he has a din of a Yid, the Achim hold that he had a din of a Goy. Mele Yosef was claiming that the heeding Gidanoshe Farkesis. So he says, Yosef al Kibudav didn't want to. But he told his father, I don't need to make a shvu as anyway Kibudav, I have to listen to you. His father said, I hold a goy is not mitzuvah Kibudav, like Dom in the Sina, the Gemara says, Uma Mishaina mitzuvah, he said. B'mele, I need you to make a shvua, and you're not muzer not to touch me. So Yaakov says, L'shitosi, I need you to hold on and make a shvua. Yosef says, I hold kibudav. I'm not allowed to, and I don't need to. Yaakov says, but even so I want. What even so I want? Ari l'shitas Yosef is no need, because he will do it anyways. He said, yeah, but Paroi tomorrow will tell you, you don't have to go. And you will say, Ovi Ishbiani, you will need my Shvua for King Paroi. I know that you hold it as Kibudav. Paroi will disagree with you. He will say to Mr. Goy, you don't have to listen to your father. So he says more from that. He had. So Yosef told his father, it's not needed, because I have to listen. I'm not allowed to. And more from that, Ein Shvua Chalal Shvua. Mushba Vayimad Mar Sinai. The Goyim says it's Lav Dafka Har Sinai. What do you say? Lizeruz and Afshei. The Gemara says Nishboim Lekayim Es HaMitzvah. The Gemara Nadoim Nafches. Everyone knows the Gemara. Lizeruz and Afshei. But the Gemara learns it out from David. Nishbati Vakayimo. Why the Gemara doesn't read down from Yosef? That his father told him to do a Shavu even that his Kibudav. The Torah says Yankev was holding in the beginning that is no Kibudav by a Goy. Maybe he told him, make a shvu and you're allowed to hold on to me. So the innocent Yaakov Yosef says, I hold you're not allowed to, but don't worry. I will do it anyway. And l'shitos, if I make a shvu, it's l'imale v'l'imayim. Because ain't mushba v'ayim en ma'al sinai. Ain't shvu echal al shvu. As I said, you know what, don't touch. But make a shvu, so the innocent in Israel. It will help for Paroi. Later when Paroi will not want to go, and we'll see later, Yosef goes to and he says, but my father asked me, made a shvua, if you wanted to be matter that shvua, I have to be matter your shvua, but I said that you don't know Lashon HaKodesh, and this was really the Pesach to go weiter. V'hi achar ha'dvorim ha'ele, v'yomer le'Yosef, hinei ovicho choyle. ויקח את שני בונות אימו יש מנשה ויש אפרים ויגד ליעקב ויאמר הנה בנך יוסף בו אליך וישחזק ישראל וישב על המיטה וישחזק ישראל וישב על המיטה. So Stam is a very famous Daskenim. אף על פי שהוא בני מלך הוא אחלק לכובד. That is a question. The Pasuk is saying a point that when Yosef came with his kids, Yaakov stood up. Yischazek Yisrael v'yeshev al amita. And Rashi says, "Midin kvod malchus." It was very hard. Normally, the Torah doesn't say when people move from a laying position to a sitting position. The Torah doesn't talk about that kind of actions. It means that this action was very hard to Yaakov. Vayischazek Yisrael v'yeshev al amita. It was a very hard action. So Rashi is bothered with this action. And Rashi answers, he was mechadish kvod malchus, that if a person, lamazog, and his son becomes a king, prime minister or shishiva, you mechuyuv to mechabed your son. So he's my son, he has to mechabed me. V'chein motzina b'moyshe, his father-in-law came. The person has to know, you have a father-in-law, doesn't make a difference who you are. You mechuyuv. And also Moshe Rabbeinu was mechalek kovet to Paroi. When he told Paroi that you will come in the middle of the night, v'yodu kol avodecho eilai. So Rashi and Shmois, why he doesn't say ato v'chol avodecho? Paroi is a king. You're chasing him. You have to know, we don't speak. Even if they're wrong. If he's in the position, he's the king, he's the minister, you don't speak against him. Don't speak. Come in Malchus. This is Rashi's Mahalach. The Das Kenim, I'm explaining how stark is the Diyuk from Shitas Rashi. Why Yaakov Vayischazek Yisrael? The Das Kenim say, no, that's not a reason for Yaakov to put himself together to give this Knech covered for Yosef. Loi rotzo levorchem kshu bamito. Shelo yoimar mat nashchiv mera oisa birkosoi velo yu miyusha bedaitoi. The kids will say the grandfather was tired. He was old already. They will think that this brocha is a shvache brocha. He wanted them to know that the brocha is a starke brocha. So they shall know why. You could say he wanted them to feel good. But the bracha is that he's blessing them, he's mevorich them, that Hashem will give them a bracha. What is the nefkamina, what these people will think if he was shvach or not? There's a big yisoid from Reb Chaim Shmulevitz. The bracha is only chal if the person is machshiv the bracha. I mean, that one of the gedolei olam. That he was sick, and three bochim came to ask for a bracha. He asked from the first bracha, "What you want?" He said, "I want to be God Lador, this is money, shit." Second one, "What you want?" "I also want to say." The third one gave also a list. "I want this. I want this." He gave a bracha to the first and the third. He didn't give a bracha to the second guy. So he asked him why he didn't give. He said it will not work by the second guy. He didn't ask a bracha. He said, "Well, he wants. I also want." Chazdecho Hashem imonu kasher inchalnu loch. It works how much you believe in it. When a person davens and he believes that Hashem could listen to him, the tefillah is poyel. When he goes up to daven and he doesn't believe that the tefillah can poyel tzach, the tefillah is not poyel. Yaakov said, if the kids will feel that Yaakov's bracha now is with a weakness because Yaakov is shvach, the bracha will not poyel. For having the bracha to poyel, Yaakov had to vayischazek Yisrael vayeshev al amito. We see it even worse. There's a famous story in Navi that Elisha, you know, he promised the Shunamis a kid. And the kid died, and the Shunami sent a message. She ran to the Elisha, and she tells him, "You know, the kid you promised me died." Elisha takes a stick, and he says, "Gehazi, run, put it on the kid. Don't talk, don't garnish." Lamaise Gehazi goes, and the stick fails. No, you read Tanakh, the stick fails. The Novi Elohim tells Gehazi, "Take the stick, put it on the kid, and it fails." Chazal tell us, and I saw in Kisvei Ari is Bodan Maise. Bodan somewhere that was a bris in Tzfas, and the Ari had to be the Sadek, and the Ari didn't show up 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock, 1, 2. It was almost shkir. The guy was a talmid. The Ari said, "I'm waiting for the last minute." 5 minutes before the bris, before shkir, the Ari HaKadosh came, and they did the bris. They asked the Ari said, "I'll tell you soon what happened." And they did the bris. In the middle of the bris, they hear this huge scream, and the cook comes running. That a huge dog jumped into the pot and died into the pot. So the Ari said he wants to see the dog. So they went. That day there was one pot of chicken. This was given to us for the ganze Woche, for the whole week. Yeah. Kids, the Ari goes. He sees the dog dead. The Ari says, "I will tell you what happened. And I want someone to taste the food." He bought a different animal to taste the food. It was poisoned. Found out that the neighbor, poisoned the food. He was mad to kill the whole community. So the Ari said that in the way to the bris, this big dog came over to him. And he didn't leave him. So he asked the dog, "What do you want?" The dog said, "I'm a Gilgul from Gehazi." You know why the stick didn't work? In the way, the pasuk where he said that Chazal said that he was telling people, "You think the stick could be chay amazing?" I didn't believe. And I saw a dead dog. And I put it on the dog to see if it will wake up. And the dog woke up. And it was nigzar on me to be misgalgil and dogs. And I was zeicher for a whole different reason, and again now, to come to Yusuf to ask for a ticket. And he said, "If you be my son nefesh to save Yidden, to be your ticket." And he went into this poison pot and he killed himself. So it's bowed down. Vali was mezalzel in the stick didn't work. A person has to know, koiches of gdusha work when you machshiv them. Chaim Shmulevi said, a person sits and learns the whole Seder. And 11:45 he gets up. Why? He wants to schmooze, he wants a cup of coffee. It means the learning is worth by him a coffee. And the Shemayim will give you for the whole day of learning 10 cups of coffee. Because he was asking to stop his learning for a cup of coffee. So for learning, you get 20 cups of coffee. Iced coffee, upside down coffee, lo mishana, cappuccino, lo mishana, zeo. But that's the ganze ilam abba. But a guy that is not mafsik to learn from nothing, by him the Torah is worth. So the Torah vertach mer. The Torah becomes worth more. Yaakov knew if the Ephraim and Menashe think that he's a shvachev Yaakov, so they machshim the broche, that broche will not poyotzach. And they say, "Melitza b'shem de goyim, hagboy koyinu b'chol mokoy, v'shicha es b'beheima, v'sira es b'beheima gasa, hagboy es koyinu b'chol mokoy." He says, in our generation, some people you could be kind of them with Mashiach, some, Masira, you give it to Chosh and Rebbe, but Hagboe, if you uplift the person, it's kind of B'chol Mok. Build them up, give them the full Chashivus. Wow, your learning is so important. Your Maisim are so important. When a person feels his Tfilah is Choshev, his Maisim are Choshev, it works. They say, it's a little fish a cook, but they say, I heard it b'shem chassidim, that when a person becomes a rebbe and the chassidim believe in his koiches and he himself, so he gets the koiches. So what's the pshat? Every yid has the koiches, but he doesn't believe that when he gives a bracha, it takes a poyotzach. Who I am? But if he believes, what do you mean? I'm davening to Hashem and I'm a vorech, and he believes now he got the koiches, so the koiches are there. So this is the machlekes Rashi and the Daskei. Now, the pasuk is very interesting. Va'ato shnei bo'enecho alonim b'mitzrayim, Ephraim u'menashe, k'ruven v'shimon iyul. U'molatcho asher olata achem l'cho yu, v'ani v'poye meisa l'irachel, v'at bo'y kivas derech, ויער ישראל ליוסף ויאמר מי אלה ויאמר יוסף אל אביו בוא ויהם אשר נוסה לי אלוהיקים בזה ויאמר כוכם עליי ועבורכם. And the pasuk says Yaakov cannot see, and Yosef brings down the kids. Now, Chazal say Yosef takes Ephraim and Menashe. He takes Ephraim in his right, and Menashe in his left, and he goes towards Yaakov. Well, Ephraim is the younger one, Menashe is the older one. Ephraim is taking it in his right, Menashe in his left. Why? Because if you come over to someone, right, take your right hand and your left hand, when you stand opposite a person, your right is against his left and your left is against his right. Everything is like that, yeah? So if you want that Ephraim will be in the left of Yaakov and Menashe will be in the right of Yaakov, what do you have to do? You take the big one on your left, your small one on your right, and you approach Yaakov Avinu. He comes to Yaakov, and Yaakov switches his hands, crosses his hands. He crosses them. Yosef goes over, Ta! Menashe is older! He's older! And he's about to switch the hands. What's so? Shikel es yadav ki Menashe abchoyer. It's clear, it's gewaltig, it's pshatim. Vayivoch, Amalach Hagoyer, we get in a second. Vayivoch, 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 ki ze abchoyer, sim lo yadcha al roish. Vayimah en ovi, Vayivoch, yodati bni gam, yodati yolom. Ochi bakot nigdal bimeno. We'll get to it in a second. Yaakov, Yosef sees that the father crosses the hands. What is that chutzpah to try to change it? Well, he doesn't see that his father is doing. Father, he's the big man. Yeah, no person does like this. Does his father, you know, I'm telling you, Menashe is the older one. So I think the pshat, Emerson, pshat. Yaakov doesn't see. Yosef took his kids, the big one on his left, the small one, I'm sorry, the big one on his right, and his left, the small one on his right, that by Yaakov it will come down, upside down. Yaakov crosses. Yosef thought why Yaakov crosses his hands. Because Yaakov thinks that I took Menashe in my right and Ephraim in my left. Like a normal, two people walk. His older son is on his right, his younger son on his left. And when I came, normal, when a person walks, his older son, the Gemara state, is on his right and his younger son is on his left. How should a person go? Number two is on his right, number three is on his left. So the Mele, when they will come to Yaakov, Menashe is on the left side and Yosef is on the right side. Ephraim is on the right side. So Mele, this is the reason Yaakov is crossing. So Yosef, father, I changed him before I came. The Mele, when you're crossing now your hand, is wrong. I know that you're already one step ahead. I'm two steps ahead of you. I know that you switched before you came. I'm re-switching. This was the argument. Yodati bni gam yodati. Yosef thought that his father just doesn't have that he already organized it. Now, I heard once a Givaldik in Shad. Chazal say, Ephraim was the one that was Moisir HaToyro. Menashe was the one that was in charge of the money. Like Rashi says that Menashe hu HaMashbir, and Vayigash, Menashe was the one who started up with Shimon, with Yehuda. And Ephraim, Rashi says in our parsha, Vayomer Yosef, hine avicha choyle, Ephraim shayorogi lilmoid etzel Yankev. Ephraim, we know Teres before Gdulo. Yisocho v'zvulun, not Zvulun v'yisocho. I say every time, when the Zvulun gets money, the Vayosem is Ephraim lifnei Menashe. Person sometimes gives a lot of money and he comes to the big dinner and you see him sitting with the Gdolim together. I go over and I say, please go to the back. The guy said, but I gave 5 million. I say, you want the Ilum Haba or Ilum Haza? The only reason you get here because you machshir the third. If you put Menashe before Ephraim, if you're a big time achtoyer, Abel, a Talmid Chacham comes to your house, you put him to sit on the top of the table, and you sit on the other side of the office. Not you sit at that good chair, and he'd let him to sit like in a small little chair. Vayosem Ephraim lifnei Menashe. The guy said, but I machshir teira, but my Rebbe comes, only your Rebbe learns? Every Talmid Chacham. Only your machshir teira, only that machshir teira. Across the house, you give him to sit in the front table in your office, and you sit in a small chair and you ask how much you want me to write. But if you do the opposite, this one, Vayosem es Ephraim lifnei Menashe. Someone told me, why are you saying it? It's not nice. I said, because I love you and I want you to get Gan Eden. Everyone's one of the Gdolim. The Yitzhar comes to Atomich Toiro, he lets him to give the 5 million. But he makes him to feel that the Talmud Chacham is like, I'm giving you. He loses the whole mile. The whole mile is Vayosem es Ephraim lifnei Menashe. But Rabbi Yisai, I think it's such a cross. Yaakov didn't change the kids. Menashe stayed on the right, on the left, on the right. Ephraim stayed on the left and he crossed his hands. He could have changed it. So I saw one pshat says, the Lashon HaPosuk is, Shikil es Yodov ki Menashe Abchoyer. What is ki? If Menashe would not be Abchoyer, and Ephraim would be the Abchoyer, so he would move Ephraim to the right side. He didn't want the insult of Menashe. The only way that it works, Ephraim and Menashe, when there's a cross, when they're attaching, but as a chibur, the toim chetoir and the lambed. It's one klali soil. You have to have the cross. Yaakov didn't want switch, give the bracha to Ephraim and Menashe. They have to be touching each other. The atzlocha from Ephraim and Menashe is when the loim v'teire are machshiv and have shaykhis to the toim chetoir. The toim chetoir have the shaykhis to the loim v'teire. When there's a cross, when people say, no, I can't accept your son to cheder because he's not, then it doesn't work. Has to be that Ephraim is holding on to Menashe. So when you put your hand to go to Ephraim, you touch Menashe. Tzlocha of Klal Yisrael is when Ephraim and Menashe are holding each other. ויבורכם ביום ההוא לאמור, בכל יבורך ישראל לאמור, ישמחו אלוקים כאפרים וכמנשה. בכל יבורך ישראל, במחס פסוק חוף, בכל יבורך ישראל לאמור, ישמחו אלוקים כאפרים וכמנשה. The shayla is, what is בכל יבורך ישראל? Rashi says, הבו לבורך אסבונוב, יבורכם בברוכו, ויאמר איש לבנוי, Yesimcha Elokim ke'Ephraim v'chemenash. Everyone has the kasha. Everyone. We learned in the Torah before. V'nivrechu b'chol kol mishpacho yisra adomo. Rashi says, Kol ha'mevorech es b'noi oimer loi. Kol ha'mevorech oimer tiye ke'Avrom.
Everyone
wishes a son, you be like Avram Avinu. And here Rashi says, everyone says Ephraim and Menashe. Decide. Hashem promised Avram, everyone wish will be Avram Avinu. That is when you see someone wishing to be Avram Avinu. Don't wish for Ephraim and Menashe. I wish you to be Avram Avinu. Smol Avram Avinu. Rashi says, Habo levorech esbonov yevorchem bebirchosom veyoymar ish libnoi. Yisimcha Elokim ke Ephraim v'chem Menashe. What is the pshat? So before she explain, as a musig of Yeridas Adoiros, every generation we have a drop. There's a famous maaseh of Rabbi Yankiv Kamenetsky, and he was one of the prime ministers in a plane, and Rabbi Yankiv's kids were running around and giving him the food, the sfarim, Zayda, 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 what we could do, what we could do. The prime minister was sitting in his seat, and his kids were watching the, you know, the pictures that are on the chairs during the whole flight. So he asked Rabbi Yankiv, you know, I'm a prime minister, very chosh of both of them were sitting in the front, the part of the plane. He said, you know, I'm a prime minister of this huge country. My kids don't care. Your kids don't leave you for a second. See, Yankiv told him, I'll tell you very passionate. We believe that everything is Kabbalah Sateya. So I'm closer to Kabbalah Sateya. My kids want to be attached. You believe everyone is within the monkey. So you're closer to the monkey from your kids. So they were chashi from you. I'll say it in our kind of generation, this already is really out of fashion, the monkey. Although in our generation we hold that the people and the newer generations are more academic, are more science, the world is more ahead, more advanced. The old Yishuv is old fashioned. But the Yidden is no old fashioned. The old Rav, the Chofetz Chaim, if we could have been with the Chofetz Chaim, by us, the Torah, we know, Rabbi Kivay can do everything. We try, art school. that's the change. They didn't know, they knew Shas, Babli, Yerushalmi. If we have a Mishnebu on the Gemara, we have a Kasha. If we have a Tesis on the Gemara, we can't remember the Gemara. No, Tesis has to remember every Gemara, yeah? But we expect from them to be more knowledge from us. We can have Rabbi Kivay and a Kasha and a Rashba and a Gemara. And they didn't have Sfar, they didn't have computers. But no, he has to know every Gemara. The Rashba didn't know the Yerushalmi. The Chashmah didn't know the Yerushalmi. So every time is a drop. Avrom, Yitzchok Yaakov, Shvotim, Shivim Skenim, Yeshua. Ephraim and Menashe were second generation to Yaakov, but they were upgraded and they became Shvotim. They managed not to lose a generation. But it was Shiftei Kor, and then it was Klal Yisrael. Ephraim and Menashe was second generation, but they managed to upgrade with the avoided that they did, and they managed to come to become like Shvatim. When you bench your kids, the father that is the kids, that is the next generation, he tells his kids, I want you to be like Ephraim and Menashe, not to lose a generation. Not I want you to be good in your generation. I want you to be upgraded. So when a father talks to his son, the bracha that the father gives to the son, Yisimcha Elokim ke Ephraim v'chem Menashe. I heard another chassidus shevot that Ephraim and Menashe did not grow. They were not brought up in a Jewish environment. They were by Yosef. Mitzrayim was terrible. Yaakov didn't believe that Yosef survived there. So, a father gives a son a bracha, he's giving him a message. Even that you're going to Golus, even things are different, I want you to keep the Messiah. I want you to stay a Shnarkayet. The bracha is Avram Avinu. Kshav Mevorech Lebnoi, he tells him, he told Ephraim and Menashe, all of the Shiftei Kor grew by me, Yaakov. Big deal. But you two kids, you grew in Mitzrayim. You were nowhere. And you managed. So this is the bracha. When Klal Yisrael are going to Golus, we bench our kids. Yisimcha Elokim ke Ephraim v'chem Menashe. And the pasuk is Mamshich. Yaakov gives a present to Yosef. Vayomer Yisrael al Yosef, Ani nosati lecho memches v'chov beis Shechem achad alochicho shelokachti miyad ha'emoiri becharbi ubekashti. Zog the Targum Yonis Unkelus. Betzloisi ubebausi. This is Behemoth the Remes, the Wolzlan and the Droshim, that when they were fighting Shechem, Yaakov was really davening, and the Tfilis of Yaakov won the war. It looks like that the brothers won the war. Yaakov is telling here that I took Shechem, not Shimon, not Levi. I took it b'chalbi u'b'kashti. So when we opened the pasuk, there was no cherev and there's no keshet. The kids were fighting. Yaakov was upset with them that they were fighting. So the unkelus brings down unkelus b'nos also ruach hakodesh b'tzloisi u'b'ba'usi. It was by davening. And it's interesting. It's two words of tefillah: b'tzloisi u'b'ba'usi. Chalbi is tzloisi, and bakoshosi is b'ba'usi. What is the difference of tzloisi or b'ba'usi? Tzloisi is a loshen tefillah, and b'ba'usi is a loshen bakoshe. Be'er, bakoshe. Boy rachmi. Right? Boy abroven, boy abaye. Boy. B'tzloisi, with my davening and with my asking. Chatzke Levinstein said, and tefillah is two zachen. You know what is the difference of cherev and a keshet? Cherev is a knife. You put it on someone and you cut him. What cuts him? The knife is very sharp. You don't have to be very strong to kill with a cherev. You take the cherev, you go over to the guy, you can kill him. A keshet, the arrow is not so sharp. You pull it, the more strength that you put into it, it flies, and from the flying, it shoots and it kills. Sloisi zokter dos is tefillah from Knesset Sagdoilo. They gave a nusach tefillah. Every Jewish person, every year that davens, it works. Someone came to Reb Chatzel, I'm going to the Kaisel. What nusach? I have nusach. Then I have something mamish works. Every word mamish. Oh, what? Ma'ariv. Mamish, the Mesadikness Agdoilo, you say this word, this world turns, this world is Mamish, Mamish works, Oilamas. Mamish, 2,000 years ago, I have a little kvittle, like, you know, gave it to the guy, didn't know what, he was close to the bed, he gave it to the kaisa, it was mine. Then is Ba'usi. Ba'usi is every person the way he davens. Mishi yesh lechoyle, yelech lechochom v'yevakesh rachmi. You have to know. People sometimes don't realize that it's totally in them. Someone is sick in the family, you know what he does? He calls this yeshiva, please daven this yeshiva. He starts to run around to the gedolim. Starts to make minyanim with the kaisel. He's trying to stop. Turn to b'ra'olam and make a bakosha, and it will happen. Bebakosha si. Tzloisei is a dover kloli. A lot of times, Nebuch, people are sick, people are daven, and they don't manage to daven. A part of the prison is losing panosi. He's very down, he wants Hashem to help him. He never went into a room for 4 hours and cried. It's a part of the gzeira. Because when you do it, it happens. It happens every time. But a person sometimes doesn't realize he doesn't do the levosi. Has to be Miloshen Bakosha. Someone is sick? We're going to say Tehillim, 20 hours to learn here. Kolel Purim, Kolel Rosh Hashanah, Nishmas Aher, Nishmas Adin. Open a siddur and dive into Beira Oilon, Bevakosha Si. And I'm telling you, I know people that have tzoras for years. One time, the guy from Chicago, I don't want to say the name, Talmud very close to me, came to yeshiva. He couldn't walk. He got a disease in his feet. He can't walk. Terrible disease. Soon he'll be back. He's running around. He came to all the bed. I told him, you want to walk? I could promise you a way. He woke up. So I'm not charging, I told him. It was really all over. He promised all in big voice. I said, go to the kaisel. There's someone there. If you ask him, everything. Don't leave till you feel he spoke to him. He called me after 6 hours. I think he listened to me. He's walking regular in the streets now. I don't want to say the name. It starts with a shin. I can't say more. I can't say more for that. Chicago is big. It starts with a shin. Reb Chatzkel add, and he said like this: if someone will tell you that someone is sick, and you need to call an ambulance, you'll go to the ambulance, right? For sure. If it's a war, take a gun, you go to the war. Yaakov Avinu says, the bakosha is like a keshes. It kills, it works. I doubt, I killed them. He's not saying maybe. He said the Shechem came, I davened. It's a knife and a sword, and it kills. I saved them. I made the milchama. Prison believes that his tefillah is like a bakosha. It happens. You believe your tefillah is like a bakosha? It happens. And it works out. If a person believes in his koyach of his tefillah, everything will change. Then Yaakov wants to say the ketz to his kids. Vayikro Yaakov el bono vayoymer eosfu vayagidu lochem asher ikro eschem ba'achris hayomim. Hikobtzu ushmu'u bnei Yaakov. So the Malbim touches here a beautiful diuk. He tells his kids, heosfu vayagidu lochem asher ikro eschem ba'achris hayomim. Hikobtzu ushmu'u bnei Yaakov. Zog the Malbim with the Medrash with the Rambam. Yaakov wanted to be Megala the Ketz, and the Shechina was Nistalik. And he told him again, Hikoptzu. The Malbim says like this, as a word Asifa and as a word Kibbutz. Both things are really putting things together. What is the difference of the word Asifa to the word Kibbutz? So the Malbim says the following. Asifa is, a lot of people together, we have a big asifa, a big meeting. We're calling it asifa, in Hebrew, asifa of all the people together. What happens? We go into a room, maybe a room together, a little bit nice together. Kibbutz is, you take little broken pieces and you turn them to become one thing. Yaakov taught in the beginning that there's enough achdus in Klal Yisrael. So he told them, hey, Osfu, everyone come to the room. He saw that Hashem is nistalik, he cannot be megale at the gates. Hashem Shmuel adds, Hashem was meramis to him, that the geula will not come when there's no achdus in Klal Yisrael. So he told them, Rabbi Yisrael, hikoptu. You need to be together. One needs to kear on the other person. One needs to care on the other person. And I want to tell you how you know how to care on the other person. How you get a feeling to care on the other person. Not when you see his chisaron. Sheniri kolechod mailas chaveiroi veloi chesroina. Remember, years ago was a story in Eretz Yisrael. It was a very sad story. Was three kids, not Shemri Shabbos. They're in a gas station in Shabbos. And a fourth kid went over to the car and asked them to borrow a phone. So they gave him the phone. I'm sorry. One of the people in the car asked to borrow a phone from one of the kids that was standing outside in the gas station. So they borrowed the phone. And the guy with the car started to drive away with the phone. So the owner of the phone jumped on the car. The car started to speed. The guy was holding on strong. The car speeded. The kid fell. He was hurt very hard and he died after 2 days. It was a terrible scandal. What is happening in Eretz Yisrael? It's becoming like Chutz La'aretz. And in the media, they had an interview with the mother of the kid that was driving the car. And they asked her, what do you say about your kid? For a phone, you killed a person? So she said, I wanted to tell you, I feel very bad for the family. The kid was dead. I'm sorry. But I wanted to, and my son is in jail. But I wanted to tell you, my son is the best kid in the world. He never killed a fly. In a second, you would think that the mother is right. Now you think she's wrong, right? Giving you a minute to think that she's the best lady in the world. Okay? You don't think so. My son is a tzaddik. My son is a tzaddik. You know what it is? I'll tell you what happened exactly. They were sitting in the car, and they tried to run away with the phone. The kid held on to the car. My son wanted to stop. He can't kill a fly. He's nauseous from killing a fly. The other two kids told him, no, don't be a baby, don't be a baby. You know that pressure of teenagers when they tell a guy, don't be a baby, don't be a baby? So he was driving a little bit quicker and davening and praying, let that kid to leave, let the kid to leave the car. And they told him, hey, you're a girl, you're not driving. So he put another gas and he was davening that the guy would just leave. And they told him, hey, start to move, why are you? Baby, baby. You know that pressure of teenagers together? He couldn't stand the pressure. He drove. He did a mistake. When I heard that, I said to myself, you see, the mother knew to see on her son the right thing. She was not mechadish to us nothing. But the picture already changed. Doesn't mean that he's in jail. But from a disgusting kid, we already look at him different, right? This is the achdus that has to be in Klal Yisrael. If you feel that he's your son, like this mother, he does mistakes, he has to go to jail. Aber, nebach. He doesn't know. Halt rachmanes. Don't judge every person in the way you look at it. It could be he's wrong. From where he's coming, from what background, where he was brought up. Yaakov told Klal Yisrael, it's not enough to make big meetings and big asifas. He come to, I need you to be one, and then Mashiach will come. So, in the beginning he said to us, we thought Klal Yisrael has enough, just have to put them in one room together. But he saw the Shekhinah as Nistalek, so he was Meramis to him. No. I want two more, we're getting late. I want to say two more vote. One beautiful vote of Chaim Shmulevitz, and then one beautiful vote in the Teira Aleim. Such a packed parsha. Yaakov dies, and they come to bury Yaakov in Eretz Yisrael. ויסו איסי בון ויקברו איסי במור השדה המכפלה אשר קונו אברהם. חזל tell us what happened was they came to Mitzrayim. They came to Eretz Yisrael, they wanted to bury Yosef Yaakov and Abel as a Machpelah, and they meet Mr. Esav and he says, I'm sorry, I'm the Bchor. And Rabbi Leah was here, it's my place. They told him, one second, you sold the Bchorah. He said, I sold the Bchorah. I sold Beis HaMikdosh. He said, no, he said, I want to see the papers. They said, we left it in Mitzrayim. I left it in Mitzrayim, go get it. Kids, so they're going back. And the meantime, Hushim ben Don comes and he says, he can't hear, he's deaf. He does with it. So a guy points Esav. He takes a stick, takes it off his head, falls into Maras Machpelech, as I'll say. This is the Pasuk Lomar Eshkal Shteichim B'yom Mechot, Shad Ruach HaKadosh, that they will die in the same day, the Emakvur will be the same day. The question is, why Hushim ben Don was the only one that chopped off Esav's head? If it's the right thing to chop off his head, let the shift take off. Reuven, Shimon, Levi, chop off the head of Esav. The little Hushim ben Don, deaf guy. So in the modern days they will say, because they knew that he will never be blamed, they will say, no, he's deaf. He's not responsible for what he did. But, Zogdim Chaim Shmulevitz, the Meisen. Zogdim Chaim Shmulevitz, this Rabbi Say, it's a Yisoid for life. They came. Esav was in the door. Esav, why are you here? He said, well, I mean, I'm the oldest. But he sold it. Who sold? When sold? Masu mat, masu mat. Hushim ben Don was deaf. He doesn't know. He sees the Levaya stopping for 2 hours. He asks someone, what? He said, Esav. Esav disturbs. Move Esav away. The Yitzhak comes to a person. He doesn't tell him, stop to learn. Doesn't hurt Sachai, your family needs you. You know, you could mash me the Dafayomi tomorrow. It's an easy page tomorrow. Look, it's Kimat no Rashi there. Even the art school is shorter than that page. You could do it tomorrow. Today, you know, stay with the family. Tomorrow he tells you, you know, it's a headache. It's Kedai Shabbos. You sit in shul, you're mashing the 7 pages. Come Shabbos, already behind you, you start next period. And anyway, you already learned it last Machzor. This is the way. If he will tell you to stop to do, you will never listen. But he goes into a masu matan. He does the motion. A guy comes over to me, he has to leave a bit early. because he has a chas in it. So instead of leaving Rosh Chodesh Nisan, he will leave 2 days early. So it's all it starts. And 2 days early is Sunday. Anyways, nothing from Yom Chamishi by night. There's nothing. Anyways, so you know what? I can leave Yom Chamishi. Leave Yom Chamishi. Lemaisa say Wednesday, my brother, my friend is getting married. Yeah? So I'm not to be this married to come the day after this because it doesn't look nice. Yeah? Then, you know, my sister is having a bris pitom. And the kids are. And I just. And this is the end of the story. The Yitzchak comes into a Masa Umatan. To Masa Umatan. If you don't start to talk to him, you win. The Achim HaKadoshim. Esav became a Baal Tovo. Why me? I? Bigger? So? When? How? What? She mehatzach mit Esav Shem. Mehatzach mit Shem. She is a Baal Tovo, and a The Chochmah is right away, black and white. I'm learning, I'm not leaving early, a day early, finish, not leaving. So I think a person gets up in the morning, he's not feeling good so much, maybe yes and maybe not. No, he doesn't decide not to learn today. Sleep 2 hours, then already he's in the deer, already he's embarrassed to come late, he will just come to shir, he's late for shir, he doesn't know what the chazah by night yet. This is the way they talk. We'll go to the last pasuk. The last pasuk. Okay? It says, "Va'isu oisu bono va'ikbu oisu v'moras de amachpelo. Va'yoshav Yosef mitzraimo hu ve'echov ve'chol ha'oilim isoi itoi likbo res oviv achrei kovro res oviv." We'll read the pasuk. Vayoshev Yosef Mitzrayim. Yosef came back to Mitzrayim. Him and his brother, Chol Ha'olim Oisoi, Likvor Es Aviv. Everyone that came with him to bury his father, Achrei Kovro Es Aviv. After they buried the father, it's a kvilus losh. So they say a vote from the Goyen, a beautiful vote. The Goyen says, when we said it before, when three people go on the street, number one walks in the middle, number two walks on the right, number three walks in the left. When two people go, number one goes on the right, and number two goes on his left. Right? Choshev person goes, the Meshamis is on the left. Every time you know, on the right side is the most Choshev guy. When it's three people, the middle person is in the middle, Choshev. So I don't know if you walk with your father, if it's only you, you every time go to the left. I'm sure everyone is marked within it. If you walk yourself with your father, I am 8 years old. When we were marked with it, I think our family from 8 to 7, you're marked with, you walk with your father. If you're on your own, you go to the left. If you're another brother, the only one goes to the right, and then number two goes. Everyone knows that. It's from now. When they buried Avram Avinu and Maoras HaMachpelah, they put Avram in the middle. Adam was in a whole different matzah. They put Adam in the middle. Where they put Yitzchak, on his left or on his right? Choshev person on his left. Now when they bought Yaakov, they had to take out Yitzchok, put him on the right of Yaakov, on the right of Avraham, and put. So the Goyen says, this is the pshat in the pasuk first. Vayoshev Yosef Mitzrayim uhu ve'echov v'chalayim oisi likber es oviv achrei kovro es oviv. After they buried Yitzchok again. V'chalayim oisi likber es oviv achrei kovro es oviv. They buried Yaakov after they buried Yitzchok. Say the Goyen. Klo? So they say that this is the pshat in the pasuk. It's a Givaldike pasuk. When Yosef comes to beg Paroi permission to leave, I want to read a pasuk. Perik Nun pasukei. Ovi ishbiani lemoir, hinei onoi chimeis, bekivri asher korisi li be'eretz knan. Yaakov asked Yosef, bury me in the kever that I dug to myself in Eretz Knan. When Yaakov dug the kever. So Rashi says, ki ichri ishboi, we get a religion out of the Babakamedo. So he brings down Medresh. Omar Rabbi Akiva, kshalachti lekarkere hayam, shomati shoimrim, konisi, loshen korisi. And I bought it. He didn't dig it. He bought it from Esau. Lefi de Goen, Zog de Welt, it's Givaldik. We're the Baron Yaakov. And the spot of Yitzchok, right? Who dug the cave of Yitzchok? Yaakov. So he told Yosef, put me, Bakiri Asher Korisili. My father asked me to put me in the cave that he dug for himself. Good chance.
If I touch an armory from now on, I have to wash my hands.
Touch it strong.
If you rub on it,
you have to wash it.